the gate. One who enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Alma mater, soul mother. Together we travel, we journey together and bear a need for nourishment and for sustenance in prayer and in memory and in hope. Thus saith the Lord, I am the gate. One who enters by me will be saved and will come in and will go out and find pasture. Prior to our full order of worship, we gather in the sanctuary, many in silence and quiet, to be nourished, sitting silent before God. Prayer nourishes. We might remember the teaching of John Wesley, who lived from 1703 to 1781, founder of Methodism that gave birth, among other things, to Boston University. Carefully and continuously, he taught about the nourishment of prayer. We are a people buoyed by prayer. He, with David Hempton's good phrase in our mind, he searched in prayer for enlightenment and enthusiasm both. Unite the pair so long disjoined. I am the gate. He was able to speak to those in confinement, a good word should you sense actually or metaphorically confinement in this hour, this season. Those sailors on shipboard, those soldiers in bivouac, those miners in caves, those who were confined could hear in Wesley's teaching the importance of prayer. I am the gate. He recommended a quiet, so recognizing that the tumult and the cacophony and the noise will be there for you when you're finished. Do you find an hour a day? Do you find a day a week? Do you find a week a quarter? Do you find a quarter a year in which to be, to sit in silence and in prayer before God? I am the gate. Physical devotion was important to Wesley. He used the word fasting. We today might think more in terms of walking or exercise or swimming or jogging or spiritual yoga. Whatever provides mens sana in corpore sano, sound mind and sound body. You might, recalling the word of the Lord, you might, as you begin the day, take a moment either to read 200 words of scripture or theology or poetry, or as you're preparing for the day, button by button, coat and cloak, remember someone by name, remember a person or an event or a cause or a need. I am the gate, saith the Lord. Mr. Wesley taught a universal prayer so long ago, prayer for all, even in a time of dark and difficulty. He caused a pattern, a discipline of prayer that nourishes us as we face and walk through humiliation, the humiliation of a denomination, say, that has cast aspersion in the United Methodist Church on the consecration of a veteran, tried, practiced, regularly ordained woman who happens to be lesbian. I am the gate, saith the Lord. Those who enter by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Or looking at the next decade, it begins now in these days, these experiences of humiliation. Think of a country, the land of Emma Lazarus, the land of the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, whose leaders celebrate, applaud, the removal of health insurance from 24 million of people. We pray together, we journey together, nourished by the gift of prayer. At age 4, building a castle on the back lawn of our Las Vegas home, the first verse of scripture I heard was given. You know, those sand castles, Nevada lacks not for sand, are beautiful to build, but then the wind comes, and did it come? And then a voice, the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock, she said. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it did fall, and great was the fall of it. Thus saith the Lord, I am the gate. Those who enter by me will come in and go out and find pasture. We are nourished not only in prayer, but also in word, in memory. This comes in the sermon each week, as in this moment. We need to remember. Sometimes we need more to remember, to be reminded, than to be instructed. That's a good reminder to teachers and preachers and all. Sometimes it's the carrying of memory that guides us. Our class of 2017, from whom you will hear next week and who will themselves hear words of wisdom 2 weeks from today, are carried on a tradition, a particular name, a particular identity to be remembered. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Remember that. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Isn't that a remarkable sentiment? Serve the Lord with gladness. That gladness, happiness, joy, delight, gladness itself serves. That gladness of heart is a lasting, even ultimate, even divine service. You serve the Lord with gladness. You think of that 2 weeks from today, with the smiles and hugs and tears and hats in the air and joy all around. This university was founded by those glad of heart and speaks not just to some, but to all, not just to neighborhood, but to universe, not just but to nation, but to world. With gladness of heart, Howard Thurman did say, people, all people belong to one another. Not some, but all. With gladness of heart, Martin Luther King did say, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Not neighborhood, but universe. With gladness of heart, John Wesley, the aforementioned, did say famously, the world is my parish, not the nation, but the world. Not nation, but world. Not neighborhood, but universe. Not some, but all. With gladness of heart, you are greeted and loved and reminded in and through your alma mater. Gladness serves. Calvin Trilling, I remembered this week, said, for 3 decades, our mother fed us on nothing but leftovers. The original meal was never found. We are gathered and reminded of who at best we are. So our mother was a Latin teacher and taught us to remember all the conjugations and declensions by singing. Agricola, 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 the singular. I aramis, osoracis. You can sing your Latin, Latina mabitis. I am the gate. Those who enter by me will come in and go out and find pasture. Alma Mater. We are nourished not only by prayer and by memory, but also and especially this Lord's Day by what we hold in common, by that which we lift in consanguinity, in communion, holy communion. And that is a common, a shared hope, which across many other differences we can lift and we can enjoy together. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, come, draw near, take this sacrament to your comfort. Take this mystery to your comfort. We are guided by a common hope, and in these challenging seasons, how we need to be inspired again by such a shared hope. We await a common hope, a hope that our warming climate will be cooled by cooler heads and calmer minds. We await a common hope, a hope that this world, armed to the teeth with nuclear weaponry, will be guided step by step by deft diplomacy toward nuclear detente. We await a common hope that our culture and cultures near and far, so often sunk in a kind of hooliganism, will be restored and renewed to the better songs and spirits and angels of our nature. We await a common hope that this great country, fractured by a flagrant inequality between rich children and poor children, will rise up and stand up and make education, free education, available to all children, rich and poor. We await a common hope that this great country, fractured by a flagrant inequality between rich children and poor children, will stand up and call out and provide health care, free health care, to all children, rich and poor. We await a common hope that our universities, including our own university, will be able to balance a love of learning with a sense of meaning, a pride in knowledge with a respect for goodness, a joy in discovery with a thrill of recovery. We await a common hope that our own choices in calling, in vocation, how we will deploy our few hours and energies, our time and talent and treasure, will be shaped not only to make a living, but to make a life, and will be guided by a divine generosity and a gladness of heart with which to serve. We await a common hope that our grandmothers and grandfathers, when they come to the hour of need and infirmity and dotage, will be cared for not only with excellence, but also with kindness, not only with technical precision, but also with personal grace. And we await a common hope. This is our shared sawdust trail arrival this morning. A common hope not only or mainly of this world, but of this world as a field of formation for another. Not just life, but eternal life. Not just creation, but new creation. Not just health, but salvation. Not just heart, but soul. Not just earth, but heaven. Thus saith the Lord, I am the gate. One who enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. We're traveling. We need to learn to itinerate, to move, and to be guided and nourished together. So in that May of 1966, when she sat us down and said, you don't know this experience yet, but you are going to move. And be, as she described it, you know how in the spring sometimes your eyes will fill with a little bit of film. Maybe it's the pollen in the air. We'll say that's what it was. And the voice continued. Now, you just wait and see. And then there were words, a vocabulary new, at least to me. about appointment and itinerancy and annual conference and superintendent and another church in another town. And she added, you know, I know this doesn't sound great right now, but it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to you, that travel, that itinerancy that over time opened doors to England and Spain and Switzerland and Montreal and even the fair city of Boston, the home of the bean and the cod, where the Lowells speak only to Cabots and the Cabots speak only to God. We are nourished along the way, thus saith the Lord, I'm the gate. Those who enter by me will be saved and will come in and will go out and find pasture. Nourished in our travels in prayer, nourished in our travels in memory, nourished in our travels in hope. Amen.